WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
In the WNRN studios this morning, Tim Brantley. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And you've been playing a few shows with Josh Hoag. How long have you been on tour with him?
We went out about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. We started in Louisiana, and then we went across Texas when it was like 118 degrees, of course. And it's funny because, like, I spent my winter, like, I'm from Georgia, I'm from Atlanta, and so I spent my winter this year, like, up in New Hampshire and in Wisconsin, and now I'm spending my summer in, like, Texas.
So you're getting the extremes.
I'm going to all the extremes this year, apparently, so...
Well, welcome to Virginia while it's very temperate.
Yeah.
Not experiencing any extremes here today.
I know. The last 24 hours have been amazing. I mean, it was almost jacket weather when I was driving in last night. So you can't hate that in July.
No,
you know?
So. No, not at all. And you're playing tonight at Canal Club in Richmond. So I'm glad you'll be able to have that experience and enjoy Virginia weather for at least another so many hours. Well, let's talk a little bit about... you as a musician, you had some exposure to music early, but you didn't take it seriously until you were in your mid-20s. What prompted you to take music a little more seriously?
There's not much rhyme or reason. It was sort of a spark that some of my friends, I guess, had heard some of the songs that I was writing, which for whatever reason, I don't even know why I was writing songs. I guess my body was forcing me to release some of these ideas that I had, you know, in some form or another. And I can't draw, I can't paint, and I don't know, I can't dance. So I guess it came out in that way. But I mean, it was a little bit of a late start for me. But it's been really fun to, like, watch, you know, or look back at some of the stuff that I've done and listen to the progression. You know, it's been pretty exciting. But yeah, I started late for whatever reason. I don't really know why, but a lot of my friends that heard the things that I was working on, and they really urged me to continue and to take it kind of seriously instead of just, you know, here and there and working a real job. And I sort of just pushed all that to the side for now, and I'm, you know, going full speed ahead with this. So.
Well, I kind of liked that image of your friends all kind of pooling their money to get you a microphone.
Oh, did you read that? Yeah. That was, you know, a few years back. It was around Christmas time, and I was kind of piddling around with college a little bit, not really much direction. You know, I was taking, like, part-time classes and kind of working a part-time job, and at that stage of my life, I wasn't really sure what was going to happen, you know. And so some of my friends, they were working for the newspaper in Atlanta, and they approached me, and they said, look, man, you know, we were all pretty much broke at the time, you know. And so they said, look, we're gonna work the rest of the holidays. They were gonna take the holidays off. They're like, we're gonna work the rest of the holidays, and we're gonna take all that money, and we're gonna buy you some gear to record, you know, your songs with. And I think that was really the thing that jump started everything else for me, because it was like, okay, well, you know, somebody else is in on this too, so it pushed me to continue. And I thought it was a really awesome gesture, and it was really I don't know. We all had a great bond before, but it really became even closer after that. So
Tim Brantley is my guest this morning. He's playing tonight at the Canal Club. How about if you give us a song here?
Sure.
Live.
This is a song off of the new record Goldtop Heights, and it's called Damage.
California, bounced around, ended up in Georgia inside the lines of everybody, somebody town. Met a girl from high school on the weekend, fell in love before you knew the meaning of the last few years. It's been ups and downs. Time apart was experimentation. Just find yourself is what they've all been saying, but you can't find anything or anyone. Man, you really want to keep it, you patch it up, but each time it gets it's weaker with all these chances. Now you're down to none. Know the damage is 5, the damage is 4, the damage is 3, the damage is 2. Know the damage is 1, the damage is done, the damage is done. Man, it's coming apart, it's coming unglued. Brother, just walk away. What's through is through. All the damage is done, the damage is done. There's no use in worrying and pacing, wondering if she's out or if she's staying. Don't be consuming things you can't control. Oh, it's more than fights, and the differences between you is sleepless nights. Things she never told you. To time for change, so turn your back and around. No, the damage is 5, the damage is 4, the damage is 3, the damage is 2. No, the damage is 1, the damage is done, the damage is done. Man, you're coming apart, you're coming on blue. Brother, just walk away. What's through is through. All the damage is done, the damage is done. Had your tongue up once again. It's had your arms to leave your friend. But there's one thing I know now, it's for certain. Man, you're coming apart, you're coming on.
WNRN. My guest is Tim Brantley. He is playing tonight at Canal Club along with Josh Hoag. And he just released his debut album called Gold Top Heights. And I had a chance to see you briefly at Noncom Convention in Philadelphia. And you've been kind of making the rounds trying to get your name out there. That must be a tough job to kind of... get your name there, get considered by people.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, I guess a lot of people would say there's a lot of competition out there today, but I've been fortunate over the last 6 or 8 months for people to give me a chance to come in front of them and play and, you know, give me a shot. And so I've been really fortunate in that regard. And, you know, it's, yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, you know, you try to do as much as you can, you know, that's really all you can do. I mean, you know, you go around the country and you go on these tours, and some of them are good, some of them are okay, some of them are not okay, you know, but you do what you can. I mean, I'm a firm believer in, you know, well, I guess this is going to be like redundant, but if you believe in what you're doing, you know, and you're out doing it, and you're any good at it, if you just work hard, you know, I feel like I see results, you know, from working hard and from putting the time into it and just being consistent. I think that's the key in the music business is trying to really be consistent, you know. Like I don't really get any breaks anymore, you know. I mean, it's like I might not be back around here for 6 more months, you know what I mean? But I'm somewhere else for 6 months straight. That's just how it is. But I love it. I feed off of that consistency and that, you know, once you get, it's like, you know, you get the ball rolling and it's a really, I mean, it's just full speed ahead. That's all it is.
Well, as many people, even your own MySpace page talks about kind of this 70s sound that you have. And certainly at least some of the influences you list there kind of are, you know, understandable in terms of influences. You know, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, The Boss, Hall & Oates. Interesting, Belinda Carlisle.
Well, that was that. She helped me through puberty. That was the that's the influence there.
You like the Go-Go's?
No, I didn't like them. I'm not saying I don't like them, but it was really when Belinda Carlisle released this solo record when I was probably 10 or 11 years old. And I had this huge crush on her, so I had to list her as an influence. Do you remember the song Runaway Horses? Do you happen to remember that? Or do you remember Heaven is a Place on Earth?
Well, that one I definitely remember.
there's really incriminating video of me like lip singing Belinda Carlisle songs on roller skates at about 10 years old.
Well, who has that incriminating?
Probably my mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hit her up for that later.
I'm not embarrassed. I mean, you know.
Maybe she'll post it on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm waiting for. You know, all the YouTube is so evil, isn't it? I mean, it's like.
That's great.
So, you know, it's hard to watch yourself do anything, but especially like something outside of the realm. Like, you know, like when I watch myself do interviews, like I've watched an interview on YouTube, it's just, it's cringeworthy. Like, it's so hard to watch yourself. You know, everything you say, you're like breaking it down, you know. I mean, do you ever listen back to like your spots after you do them or something? You're like, oh my gosh, that's what I sound like.
Well, poor Ian has, like, he knows the shape of the that I do, and he takes them all out of my interviews. So thank you for Ian. But yes, I do listen back to some of it. And part of being an artist is to listen to what you're doing, right, and try to, you know, do better,
sure,
next time.
Well, it's just, I'm just now to the point where I can listen to my own music and enjoy it after I finish it, you know. Before it was just like, oh, I just hope everybody likes it, and I just close myself off to it. But now I'm used to it enough to where it's like, it's something I'm able to sort of enjoy too, sort of.
Well, was one thing you also said that you just kind of command everyone who stops by your website to go buy the new Wilco album.
Oh, did you see that? Well, I think that was on like Twitter or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just got the new. It was cool because, you know, we went on tour a couple weeks ago, and you're always struggling to find something to do anything new is so welcome, you know, when you're traveling. And so the new Wilco and the new Pete Yorn came out like within a week of each other. And so I recommend them both. I actually like them both a lot. But yeah, Wilco is my favorite band, so, you know, when they release something, it's like kind of a big deal for me. So,
well, it's in heavy rotation in my car right now.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. There's this song in particular called One Wing that I think is just like the greatest thing that they've done for, I don't know, since A Ghost Is Born. So I kind of skipped the last record a little bit. I kind of skip over it, but, you know.
Tim Brantley is my guest this morning. Another live one for us, Tim?
Sure. This is a song also off the record called Just Like Me. And this song is about, it sort of tells its own story. But this is sort of a song for somebody, you know, a lot of my friends my age were going through this thing where a lot of people were getting married that we used to date, you know, and you see them having kids and stuff. And so this is sort of a song about dealing with that and trying to understand where everything falls in its place, you know.
To see how you've been, I understand you're getting married soon. Same shoes I just might be in. And I always wondered how I'd feel when I was too late. How many things surprised? Always wondered what you'd say if I just told you straight. Just looked you dead in the eyes. Well, ain't it just like me? I'm always waiting for that last chance. Just like me, and I'm always crying out of holes. Just like me, the party's over, now I wanna dance. Just like me, then only stepping on your toes. Listen, buried in me like a bullet, too dangerous to take it out. So I carry it with me like a souvenir, a scar from where you took me down. I hope you're always on the good side, and I hope he does you right. If that's enough to get by, and And I won't call you anymore. Wake you up at night. But I had to know that I tried. Well, ain't it just like me? I'm always saying things I shouldn't say. Just like me, I'm always climbing out of holes. Just like me, the party's over. Now I wanna dance. Just like me, then only stepping on your toes. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but to set it straight in case I confuse you, girl, I don't want you. I'm just scared to lose you. And the thing knows, I hear the sound that I was too late. And I'm anything but surprised. Always wondered what you'd say if I just told you straight. Just looked you dead in the eyes. It's just like me, still waiting for that last chance. Just like me, I'm always climbing out of holes. Just like me, the party's over. Now I wanna dance. Just like me, then only stepping on your toes. It's just like me. It's just like me. It's just like me. Well, ain't it just like me?
WNRN. Tim Brantley is my guest this morning. He's playing tonight at Canal Club along with Josh Hoag. We'll be back with more music and conversation in just a minute. And my guest this morning is Tim Brantley. He's playing tonight at Canal Club along with Josh Hoag. And he just released a new album called Gold Top Heights. And you had a pretty big hand in creating this record. You produced it yourself?
I did. It was like, in retrospect, might not have done that. It was just so much, you know, that I put on my shoulders. It took me a year to finish it. It did. And I had worked with a couple of producers prior to this, and I had great experience. It's not that I really, you know, didn't. I just wanted to be able to make it on my own time, and I didn't want to have anybody else have to wait on me. I'm not one of those guys that, like, I'll write a song and I'll go to the studio and record it in a day. You know, it's like an ongoing thing until it's done. I don't know. It's not like it's always like a work in progress. I'm definitely one of those people that can overthink things, and I try not to run things into the ground. It's not like that, you know, but like sometimes to make it reach its full potential, I need the perspective of some time away from it. So, but yeah, it was a struggle to finish it. Mostly lyrically, not necessarily with the music, but, to kind of say what I wanted to say, it took me a while to get it out of myself.
Well, kind of interesting, as a part of the beginning of your process last week, we had a local band that had just won the Battle of the Bands mm-hmm. this past spring, and you also had that experience in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
Well, I mean, it was cool. There were like there's this big Battle of the Bands every March, and they call it like March Bandness or something, and so there were like 50 or 60 bands in this thing, and we were in the baby stages of this band, because I've always considered myself like in a band, you know. Like now it's funny, I'm out doing like acoustic shows and radio shows where I play by myself, but like I never started playing by myself. I started with a band from day one. You know, I think everybody else kind of builds toward a band maybe as a singer songwriter, but with me it was the exact opposite. But yeah, I mean, that was great. You know, the one thing that did for me was boosting my confidence enough to say, okay, well, other people are taking me seriously. You know, so I mean, it was like sort of the same thing with my friends. It's like, I never took myself seriously until other people started taking, you know, it's not like I went into this like, okay, you know, it's like sort of something that I had to do, you know, in a way. So I don't know how to really put that, but, that was great though. I mean, it was like a springboard for us to do other things. I mean, we won, you know, we won the opportunity to play a show like at Turner Field in Atlanta, which is where the Atlanta Braves play from that. And, you know, we won, you know, a spot on Music Midtown, which was like the big deal, you know, down in the South. I think they stopped doing it now, but I mean, like, you know, you had the biggest acts in the world headlining that festival. I mean, it was like the Bonnaroo of Atlanta, I guess.
Okay.
So we want, you know, we want a spot on that. And I mean, it was just a lot of different things that really helped my career, you know, get going. So
Tim Brentley is my guest this morning. You have one more live for us, and then we can play the race, or are we done?
Let's play the race.
Okay. All right. Well, Tim, thanks so much for coming. We'll give away that pair of tickets to people to see you live tonight at Canal Club in just a few minutes. But thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you for the weather. It's very refreshing after Texas.
Okay. Here's Tim Brentley on WNRN.